Proclamation number 7682 of 26th of August, 1960. Desire for truth guarantees knowledge. And the light of knowledge shall be given to you by me, because you strive for it. It shall be kindled for all who want to escape from darkness, for all who desire light. And therefore no one who is seriously interested in receiving the truth need fear having to go there without knowledge of it. And therefore you only need to seriously consider the questions which occupy you and you'll receive clarification. Either through the inner word or through transmission from my servants on earth, to whom I will send the answer so that it will be conveyed to you who desire the answer. And if you thus know that you are connected to me in this way, that you can mentally communicate with me, then you can go through earthly life in the blissful certainty that you will always be guided and cared for by me. You will never need to feel responsible, for then you will no longer be lonely. You will have chosen me as your constant companion and guide. And I will truly no longer leave your side as long as you don't strive away from me yourselves. Yet even this you need no longer fear once you are intimately united with me, for then I will no longer let you fall and I will hold you back, through trust which will make it impossible for you to detach yourselves from me. You must have recognized me in order to be able to love me. And you will learn to recognize me through the truth. And therefore only your own desire for truth is necessary for you to come into possession of it. That the light of realization will shine through you and grant you comprehensive knowledge. But only a person who is aware of the seriousness of his earthly life, who is unable to regard earthly life as an end in itself but as a means to an end, and who therefore also seeks to fathom the meaning and purpose of earthly life, will desire truth. Hence he desires the truth and will also receive it. But anyone who already possesses certain knowledge and is not willing to relinquish it, anyone who accepted this knowledge without seriously examining its truth when it was given to him from outside, is satisfied with it and no great desire for truth can be recognized in him. He does not think about it and therefore cannot be enlightened if he is in error. And it will remain dark in him. For he lacks the light which clarifies and rightly enlightens all correlations for him. He lacks the truthful knowledge which makes him happy and yet he believes to possess it because he unhesitatingly accepts what was conveyed to him as truth without having examined it. And these people will not have an intimate bond with me either. I will remain the distant God to them in whom they certainly believe because they do not presume to reject him. But whom they do not love as I want to be loved as Father. For such love can only awaken through the supply of pure truth, and only such love is blissful and promotes the human being's development. And thus you humans should first desire the truth, and you should ask me myself for it. And I will truly not let you wander in darkness, I will kindle the light of realization in you. You will learn to understand what I send to you as truth, that together with the truth I give the understanding for it to the person who only seriously desires the truth, who believes in me and who will also love me with all his heart when he learns to recognize me through the truth. For this opens up to him the knowledge of my nature, of my love, wisdom and power, of my rule and activity in my plan of salvation from eternity. And then the human being will also give himself completely to me, he will enter into the relationship of a child to the Father and now communicate with me intimately and in profound humility. and then all possibilities will be open to him to penetrate ever deeper into truth. Then my spirit can work in him. Then nothing need remain hidden from him. Then every problem will be solved for him. Then he will receive answers to all questions, for then he will converse in love with his Father from eternity. Then I myself will draw my child to me and give it everything it desires, which will make it happy and enable it to ascend. Then the child will unite with its Father and now remain eternally united with him in light and bliss. Amen.